Okay, our readers, it's time for another edition of the LoJ Book Club. We are delighted to have a wonderful author, Kate Claiborne, is joining us. Maybe you've read one of her books, Georgie.
All the Way.
All the Way.
But no, it's All Along.
All Along.
Sorry, Kate. We're already messing it up.
but you've got a new book that is, the book birthday was yesterday. It's called The Other Side of Disappearing. This is the first time that we've read your book, and already you're a favorite author. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so honored. Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to talk with you both.
Oh, thank you. And this is such a different book for us. So set it up for everybody, and then we'll get into the details.
Yeah. Well, so The Other Side of Disappearing is a contemporary novel about a woman named Jess Green, who has spent the last 10 years raising her younger sister. After their mother ran off with a notorious con man. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that con man had been the subject of a pretty popular serialized podcast. And Jess has been just sort of living in fear that somebody would eventually make the link between their mother and this con man. So she has tried to live a very private life to never attract the attention of anyone, especially the media. But when her sister makes the connection and contacts the podcast host herself, they go on a road trip to find their mother. But there's a very handsome podcast producer on the trip as well, and he and Jess fall in love over the course of the trip.
I have to say, Kate, you know, I don't know that I've ever read a romance that's also a compelling mystery.
Yes.
I don't think I have. And I love that those two things are together. And I also, the thing about fascinating this woman who has this true crime podcast and that whole aspect, because that has been such a popular thing for the last few years. You know, anything, you know,
it's been
true
way
crime,
before. Oh, the true crime podcast, everything.
It's something that people are interested. So I was also, you know, it was felt like, you know, just that mystery romance. And then also that podcast media angle was just so intoxicating.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. You know, like I had been thinking a lot about these true crime podcasts mm-hmm. and true crime documentaries and kind of what they are doing in our society and why in particular they are so directed at women. I was thinking a lot about that in the culture and just kind of wanted to explore it a little bit in this book in relation to kind of privacy and things like that. And I'm really proud of it. It was a tough book to write, but I'm really proud of how it came together.
Did you do a lot of research for this book?
I did. I always do quite a lot of research, much of which never makes it into the book.
Right. But you're prepared if it does.
But I'm prepared. I ended up reading like a ton of books about sort of like lifetime confidence men. Mm-hmm. So that included reading books from like sort of about the history of confidence men and mm-hmm. some of like the special language of confidence men that developed over time and just how it's sort of a strange art form in itself. Mm-hmm. And I read a lot of books like that, which was not necessary, but I sort of got wrapped up in it for a while.
Yeah, and it is interesting because I think just recently in the last little while, people have started to realize that a con man really is short for confidence man, that somebody is so good at selling their BS that they confidently take you down the path of believing.
And thank you for saying that because you're right, because I think a lot of our listeners are like, what are you talking about, a confidence man? Yeah.
But it's
so true. It's so true.
And it's interesting, like, thinking about that, you know, as a writer, as, like, a person who writes fiction and works really hard to kind of, like, immerse people in a story and thinking about, you know, how confidence men do that sort of work as well, but for such nefarious reasons, whereas I'm trying to always do something sort of beautiful and life affirming for my readers.
But your characters, you know, are smart and they're witty. And I love your tagline. If you're just joining us, we are with critically acclaimed author of Georgie All the Way, which was your last book, Kate Claiborne.
No, it's Georgie and then All Along.
God bless it. We can't get it. And I have dyslexia, which is really fun for this job, by the way. But Kate, I love, you know, your line, books that make you laugh, cry, and happy sigh. You know, and this one had such an interesting twist, like Lori's talking about. We've never read anything like this and just loved it. And the book's name is The Other Side of Disappearing. I'm going to get that one right for you, Kate.
Yes.
And, you know, you have been featured in the New York Times, The Post, NPR, Oprah Magazine, Entertainment Weekly. And you, by day, work in education. Do you still do that?
I do, yes. I still work in education, and it's a part of my life that's really important to me. Sometimes it makes weeks like this very busy, but it's very rewarding.
Are you a teacher?
Yeah. I am, yeah.
I also want to compliment you on the very wonderful observations that you made about the other guy that's involved with the podcast, the love interest, Adam Hawkins. I loved everything about his story, the football, wanting to do something on his friend. And I loved how you described his beautiful body. And I've been casting it in my mind ever since I decided Reese Witherspoon.
That's really good to know. I was trying to think about, you know, like, obviously the title of the book is The Other Side of Disappearing. Mm-hmm. And the heroine, Jess, is like, she sort of dresses in all black. She kind of tries to disappear into herself a little bit. And I liked the idea of writing a hero who just kind of physically, he cannot disappear. He is, when he walks into a room, he is impossible to miss. And also he is recognizable to sports fans. So his kind of physical presence was sort of a contrast to one of the themes I was exploring for the heroine as well.
Yeah. So good. All right, I have a question for you, Kate. First of all, we hope you know that we loved your book, first of all. And we will remember the name of it, The Other Side of Disappearing. The second question is, how did you come up with that title?
Oh, that's a really great question. You know, for a long time with this one, I didn't have a title as I was writing it. Like, I think I was like halfway through it when I started to have to set the title for my publisher. But, you know, often what I do when I'm thinking about titles is I try to see what themes have emerged really clearly as I was writing the book. Mm-hmm. And I always knew that kind of the idea of like privacy and disappearing was a theme of the book. But when I was like at that midpoint, I started brainstorming, you know, phrases or words that I thought worked really well with that word disappearing. And I loved the idea of the other side of disappearing, because so much of this book is about tracking down someone who has literally disappeared. Mm-hmm. Also about kind of rediscovering yourself after you've kind of let yourself disappear because of trauma or fear or whatever. And so once I had it, I was really devoted to it, even though I have to say, this is like some publishing inside.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's a long title. And so you kind of have to, when you are leaning into a long title, you have to think about things like how it's going to fit onto the cover.
Right.
And so we did some back and forth about that, but I'm like so, so glad that this is the one we ended up with.
It's such a good title. And I immediately always want to go The Other Side of Midnight.
Right.
I mean, one of the first books that we read that we stayed up all night.
I read it too.
Of course, Sydney Sheldon. Who didn't? Right. You know?
Yes.
It's a great title though.
Between Sydney Sheldon and Jackie Collins, I learned a lot about Kate. Sex.
Yeah. And you, who did you love? So who did you like to read? Sydney Sheldon. Who else did you grow up loving reading?
Well, Sydney Sheldon, I have to say, like, I think I read that and maybe wasn't supposed to.
Yes. Okay. Because you're,
when I was quite young. But, you know, I actually didn't start reading romance until I was like in my 20s. I kind of came to the
late
genre
bloomer.
Really late. And once I did, I read so much in the genre. Everything from contemporaries, like I loved Jennifer Cruzy, I love Susan Elizabeth Phillips, to historical.
Love.
I love Beverly Jenkins. I love Lisa Claypass. Like, I just read so widely for a few years. And I just absolutely fell in love with the genre and like what it brought to me as a person. It brought me a lot of joy and a lot of comfort. Mm. And I was desperate to try to do that for other people.
Well, yeah. Well, you've done very, very well. We're going to read your other books.
Thank you.
Are your other books mystery romances like The Other Side of Disappearing?
No. This was a departure for me, but I think every book I've ever written, I've tried to do something new, mm-hmm. do something different, challenge myself a little.
Yeah.
And I did that with this one, but no, they are not all, they don't all have that element of mystery to them.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I love the marriage of those two things. It was unusual.
It was different. We loved it.
Because I do love a mystery, and Julia loves a romance, and having this in one great, wonderfully told
package.
Yes.
And the cover is so great too. Yeah. We're cover girls.
Oh, I hope you sell it.
We judge a book by its cover always. All right. So we have one last question for you, yes. Kate Claiborne. What's the last great book that you read?
Well, I'm so lucky. I get to read a lot in my work, but I really loved this book called Emily Wilde's Map of the Otherlands, which is actually the second in a series. The first one was called Emily Wilde's Encyclopedia of Fairies, and it's like a great fantasy romance, and it is so clever and beautifully written and absorbing, and I just love the series. There's going to be one more, and I'm eagerly anticipating the third one.
Oh, that I don't even know about that series. That's a good suggestion.
The author is Heather Foster.
Okay, Heather Foster. Okay, thank you so much. And we just
I just want to say that I have to say, hearing your voices is really lovely for me. I am a Midwesterner, born and raised, and I love to hear your voices. It feels a little like home to me.
Oh, that's really sweet. And we loved reading your book and want to go back and read all the other ones. But the latest and the greatest, and it's a great read, The Other Side of Disappearing, Kate Claiborne. Kate with a K. And Kate, thank you for being on our show.